TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Be the biggest march yet over the death of Freddie Gray. Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce Johnson.
And I'm Deborah L. Throne. We begin with outrage and protest over the death of Freddie Gray. Thousands pledging to shut down the
streets. This is blinding. I need to see for a moment. See if the way he was treated was justified.
Yeah.
That's what we were saying. I keep seeing all the moments. Oh no. I run into questions in between mother's cries. You were put here on earth with the purpose to protect me. And the forest is bad, isn't heavy to do the same. So what in there says you have the right to kill me? And send me home to my father before he calls my name. Oh yeah, I'm Tamir, I'm Trayvon, I'm Mike. And every other person that should still be here, black or white. As I pray, my words take flight. And all I really hope is that I make it.
Change, and together we can change the world.
cannot change. And together we can change the world.
7:05 where I am here in Colorado Springs, 9:05 Atlanta. What's going on, everybody? TM Hyman Radio, The Social Lab, What It Do. We thought that song was quite appropriate for what the hell just happened. Listen, tonight's show, who is Channing Dungy? But that song was, did y'all recognize who that was? Sound like Drew Hill a little bit?
Oh.
Well, it was. That was Tamir, Nokio. That was a joint he did last year called Change, recognizing all of those who had been, whose lives had been taken, Trayvon Martin and many others. So big up to, again, black people, specifically Ms. Channing Dungy, who shut that ish down. You hear me? Who is Channing Dungy is our conversation tonight. Plus, we chopping it up with Fee. But first, all the way live from Atlanta. Give it up. What up, Mom?
What's poppin', TM Hyman Radio familia, on this hump day Wednesday? How's everybody doing?
Listen, I feel like I could have a damn banana split and sit back and, you know, I don't even wear my damn toes out, but I'm feeling so good, I could get a pedicure. And I don't even, you know, I don't like folks messing with my toes. But listen, I'm so elated. I could eat a banana split while getting my damn toes done. That's how good I feel about what Miss Channing Dungy just did. We're going to talk about who she is. From the other side of the other side of the East Coast. Give it up. Well, not quite the other side.
Right.
Columbia, South Carolina. Give it up, Fee.
On the other side of where
the other side of the country, though, compared to where I am.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Hola, hola, hola.
Hey. Buenas tardes.
Mamacita. Chimichanga. Burrito. Yes, yes.
You chopping up a Spanish dish for us tonight.
The churro. There you go. Yes, churro. Yes, yes, yes. That's my español for the day.
See,
we got Fee chopping it up a little bit around, let's say around 9:17. We're gonna get busy in the kitchen with Fee. Let's get right into this joint right here. Who is Channing Dungy? Listen, I'm gonna give you 5 facts you need to know about this powerful black woman. First of all, who is she? She's the first black president of a major TV network. 49 years old, all black. And clearly, she know how to stand up for what she believes in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, has been with ABC Studios since 2004. So she ain't a new jack to this entertainment thing. In February 2016, she was selected to replace Paul Lee, who had been president of ABC Entertainment Group for, like, ever. I mean, her role prior to that had been the network's head of drama. So she was like the producer behind, guess what, shows like Criminal Minds, Once Upon a Time, How to Get Away with Murder. She was the head producer of many of those shows. Listen, she hired Roseanne last year, and she fired her ass yesterday. Miss Channing Dungy.
I would love to pick her brain. I would really love to pick her brain to ask her why in all of the hell would you hire her back anyway, knowing
I'll tell you exactly what she said. I mean, what she said was, you know, when she hired Roseanne specifically because she felt like the struggle of the Connors, the joy and the struggles were just as relevant and hilarious today as they were back then. And, you know, she felt like, you know, no one better, you know, to comment on modern America than Roseanne. I mean, in her own words, she hired her.
But did she not do any research before that? Like, Roseanne has kind of a sordid checkered past with, you know, borderline bigotry and disrespect. Okay, but then why fire her now? Because of her doing what she does.
Well, the word was abhorrent and repugnant.
It was both.
With our values. And inconsistent with our values, right? I mean, first of all, let's talk about what Roseanne did to get fired. Roseanne referred to President Obama's former I don't know what she did for. Well, she was the first. She was an African American woman who was a senior advisor to Barack Obama. You know, throughout his presidency, and considered really one of his most influential aides. She referred to Valerie Jarrett as Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. And that's Valerie Jarrett.
And posted several photos of her.
Planet of the Apes had a baby. How ridiculous are you, Roseanne? Did you forget that a black woman hired you?
This isn't the first comment that she's made about a black woman and made the comparison to an ape. She made that comparison to someone else in the Obama administration a few years ago as well. So,
well, I mean, I think Roseanne has always been outspoken. She is, I think she's always been outspoken. And for me, because she's a comedian, I think a lot of that was just her being an entertainer comedian, even though it was borderline disrespectful, racist, and prejudice, you know, to a certain degree. When you look back, I mean, I remember when Roseanne dressed up as Hitler. That was years ago. I remember when she dressed up as Hitler, and that really upset a lot of people. However, tonight's show is not about Roseanne's ass. Tonight's show is about her boss, who hired and fired her ass yesterday. A couple things we need to know about Ms. Channing Dungey. First of all, when President Trump actually was elected, her perspective was she needed to change her strategy. She needed to change her strategy as it related to television and what television was projecting. She talked about how, you know, the shows that she produced really reflect, you know, wish fulfillment, big houses, big cars, lots of money, people living glamorous lives. And when the president was elected, she had to rethink her strategy because she felt like, you know, we do a lot of wish fulfillment as entertainment, but she didn't really do a good job of tying in practical issues that everyday people deal with. And you started to see that on the different shows over the, you know, definitely over the last year. I mean, you see relevant topics that everyday people deal with on some of these shows. But let's not get confused. I mean, Channing had a sister who was on Grey's Anatomy, who she fired.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, at the end of the day, she's about business.
What was the reasoning for firing her sister?
I didn't get the facts. I didn't dig that deep into why she fired her sister. But I do know she was fired. And her sister was with Maureen. Maureen was is the name of her sister, and she was on Grey's. She was not on. Excuse me. She was not on Grey's Anatomy. She was on a spinoff of Grey's Anatomy. Does anybody remember Private Practice? It was an ABC show. So her sister was on that show. And even though, you know, she got fired, I mean, her sister, you know, tweeted, "I'm so proud of my sister," when she was hired. So, I mean, that's just love. at the end of the day. I mean, listen, I remember hiring one of my best friends for an operations manager job. And one, you know, and I didn't hire him because he was my friend. I hired him because he was the best candidate at that particular time amongst the candidates. And, you know, I took a lot of heat because people felt like I hired him because he was my friend when it wasn't that at all. But guess what? I also fired his ass. Because at the end of the time, at the end of the day, for me, it's all about business. I didn't hire you because you were my friend. I hired you because you were the best candidate, or you presented yourself as the best candidate. But when we have abhorrent, repugnant, inconsistency to our values, you gotta go.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go with the big words. Let me break out that thesauruses. Let me see what he just said.
You gotta go.
She says it's thesauruses.
Hey, we're talking about who Channing Dungey is tonight. She is the president of the drama. Well, actually, she was president of drama, but she's actually head at ABC. She's the president, African-American woman. Hired as president at ABC. Hey, we'll keep this conversation going. But I'm thinking, we were talking about chimichangas and burritos, and I'm feeling a little hungry, so we just going to go to South Carolina and chop it up.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
All right. Hey. Well, tonight we're going to do my sexy lobster mac and cheese. Like the way I spell that lobster. L-O-B-S-T-A. Lobster. Yes. Now, we're going to make it super, super sexy. Now, what you're going to need is an 8-ounce box of elbow macaroni noodles, 16 ounces of heavy cream, 8 ounces of shredded sharp cheddar cheese, 4 ounces of cream cheese, 6 ounces of fresh grated Parmesan cheese, 4 ounces of shredded Gruyere cheese, 1 pound of lobster meat chopped, 1/2 cup of breadcrumbs. I personally like to use panko, 2 garlic cloves minced, 1 shallot minced, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, and salt and pepper to taste. Now, you're going to bring your salted water to a boil and add your noodles. You're going to cook for about 8 to 10 minutes. Do not overcook them because you're going to, of course, bake them off. In a double boiler, you're going to combine all of your cheeses, your heavy cream, and you're going to heat that until it's all blended. Gradually add in your cream, and you're going to stir that until smooth. In a large pan, you're going to heat your olive oil, add your shallots and your garlic, saute, then add in your lobster meat until it becomes opaque. Now, you're going to mix all of that together in a casserole dish. What I usually do is grease it with butter, pour all of your ingredients into that casserole dish, take your panko breadcrumbs, and mix some melted butter in with that, along with Parmesan cheese. Sprinkle on the top. Bake at 350 until your cheese is all bubbly and brown and gooey and creamy and delicioso. Take that booger from your oven. If you want to, just take the whole daggone pan when it cools down. Just sit on your couch, Indian style. Mm-hmm. Have a moment with yourself. You know, I won't tell nobody, you know.
Yeah.
Let the cheese kind of like drizzle down the side of your chin.
Ooh.
Have a moment.
It's that Gruyere cheese, too. I didn't even mean to gasp when you said that as an ingredient. But I've had that cheese, and it is fantastic.
It really is, and it makes a difference. Do not BS when it comes to cheese in your macaroni and cheese. That's the worst thing you can do. you can't go and get no, you know, off brand this or cheap that. You're going to taste it. When you spend that extra coin on that macaroni and cheese, kind of like the potato salad, you take that to the Jaguar cookout. Who made the potato salad? That can either go one or two ways. It's a good thing or it's a bad thing. Now, if someone says, who made the macaroni and cheese, and they got like that little sexy look in their eyes, yeah, raise your hand. You did that with the good cheese.
Your work is done.
Not the cheese.
Know your work is done.
There you go. There you go. Pop your bra strap after that. Yes.
Please don't sit on that damn couch with that pan and get backed up with all that damn cheese.
You'll be okay. You'll be okay.
Please don't. We chop it up with feet.
Oh, suppository.
South Carolina. Hey, it's 9:21. We'll be right back. Long
Real talk, real people, real time. The Social Lab, TMI Radio. It is Wednesday, and we just came out of the kitchen chopping it up with Fee with some good advice from the general about that cheese. Just make sure that you hydrate yourself and work out, and the cheese will move.
Hydrate yourself
anyway.
In a suppository.
If need be. If
need
be.
You gonna need one.
Oh, man, 9:21 p.m.
Sounded delicious.
Oh, man, it definitely does, and I am going to try
Thank
it.
Thank you, yes.
Yes, but around payday, because that cheese is expensive. So, our topic tonight, who is Channing Dungey, the president of ABC, is that correct? First female black African American president of ABC who gave Roseanne and her unknowing at the time cast the axe. Very sad there, where people's lives and, you know, livelihoods and careers are affected behind what Roseanne is saying.
There were about 200 people on that staff. 200 people was on that staff.
Yes, cast and crew. Yes. Roseanne is blaming her tweet on the fact that she was on Ambien, and the makers of Ambien came back.
They sure did. Yes,
oh yeah, Ambien came back like Pusha T. Right, Ambien came back like Pusha T. Like, yeah, we ain't. That's right. That's right. We ain't playing that. Ambien said they do have some side effects, but racism is not one of them.
It's not one of them. It's not one of them.
Okay.
Much respect to Ms. Channing Dungey, because, I mean, think about it. I mean, Roseanne's show is the number one rated show on TV. So ABC has been going to the bank in a major way every week, you know, since this show has been on the air. And, I mean, it had to be a tough decision to, like, fire your rock star. You know, it's like firing LeBron, you know? And we know LeBron can do no evil. But can you imagine the Cavs, like, firing LeBron right now? I mean, that's what this is equivalent to. But it's a power move. Because what it says is we're not going to sit back and just allow folks – to just disrespect us openly, and you think it's okay. And you think it's okay. I mean, Ms. Channing Dungey describes herself as a, and I keep calling her Miss, but it's Mrs. Her husband is Scott Power. She describes herself as a TV junkie who somehow scored a backstage pass. How cool is that? A TV junkie that somehow scored a backstage pass. She's the president of ABC. It just helps you to get into her mind a little bit about what's important and what's not.
Absolutely.
She sees herself very – go ahead.
I was just going to say, just for clarity, my question or my line of questioning earlier – was more in the way of a devil's advocate, just because I'm sure, again, being who she is, she does know Roseanne's past. So it had to have been a situation where she was willing to take a chance on the craft. And, you know,
right.
of course,
right.
the profit that's going to come from this, you know, comedian who's definitely willing to push the envelope in a major way. And it scores in the form of ratings and, you know, of course, money. You have to draw the line. You have to. You have to. My hat goes off to
absolutely.
You. Absolutely.
And I totally agree. She certainly, knowing who Roseanne was, and clearly she did, clearly she, as a TV junkie, she, I'm sure, watched Roseanne like many of us. I don't remember what
mm-hmm.
night Roseanne came on. I remember that the Cosby Show came on Thursday nights, but I don't know what damn night Roseanne came on.
I think Roseanne was Wednesday
but,
night.
Back
in
you know,
the day.
But yeah, she took a risk. She took a risk and she let her down. So just as quick as she hired her ass, you know, she had no problem firing her. And so, again,
yeah.
much respect to someone who's willing, you know, to stand on their morals and their values in a day where, you know, we don't think people have an ounce of morality. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's awesome to know that there are organizations and leaders within organizations who do have morals, who do have values, and it's not all about money. One last thing that I think we must share about this dynamic woman, her and her husband, Scott Power, adopted a daughter together back in 2012. And, you know, one thing that Ms. Dungy told UCLA's website back in 2017 during an interview is that she didn't have a lot of black female role models coming up in media, you know, when she was growing up. And now, you know, her daughter's like 3 years old at that time. Well, last year she was, you know, 3 years old, has examples like Beyonce and Oprah and Shonda, you know, the producer, writer Shonda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to help her realize that all things are possible. But Shannon, do you not know that you are a dynamic role model for your daughter as the head of one of the
of ABC, the
most
biggest network
broadcasting companies yes. in the world?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show has been about Mrs. Shannon Dungy. We didn't know who the hell she was prior to yesterday, but we know today.
Never forget.
No day.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Hey, as we wind this thing down, you know, never give up on what you believe in. Never be willing to sit down when you feel like it's not right. Never be willing to stand side by side with someone whose morality is not in alignment with yours. The moment that you begin to allow disrespectful people, you know, people whose morals are not in alignment with yours, the moment you begin to allow them in your space and you congregate and it's okay, listen, is the moment that I no longer trust you.
Right.
It's the moment I no longer trust you, because if you will allow someone who you don't even agree with, you know, to smile and kiki, even though they're saying ridiculous things, you would stab your brother in the back, and you just don't know it, and you just don't know it. We out of here. Take us home. Back Monday, 9 p.m.
All right. Y'all have a great one. See you back Monday.
Hey, hey, we are that crew, that team, that network here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, your girl Hot Chocolate, the General Fee, Madam Boston. We are out of here. We will see you next week. And let me just say, and I'm just saying this for me, I'm just speaking for myself, team push. That's it. Two up, two down, Virginia.
Oh,
if you know, you
hey,
know.
Hey, y'all are real ridiculous right now with this,
yes.
with all y'all doing. Y'all doing the most right now in VA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
sit
yeah.
down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And hey, whoever's out there with that
old Malice interview, you can make it pull up that old Malice interview and post it for y'all. Hey,
ooh.
We out of here. Good
call
night.
You out. Call you out.
No doubt.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live.